Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is James Wallington speaking to you from backstage of the Civic Auditorium in Texaco Town. It's a gala night with Mayor Cantor bringing you his Texaco Town Follies. Jack Renard steps into the orchestra pit. He picks up his baton, and we hear the overture. Dealers who serve you with Fire Chief gasoline and other Texaco products present the master of ceremonies for the Texaco Town Follies, His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Jimmy, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Well, Eddie, how did you spend Christmas?
Oh, I just spent.
Well, you must have had a good time because you look like you put on weight.
Yeah?
You're bulging all over.
Jimmy, I didn't put on weight, but I am bulging. And what do you think they are? These are bills for Christmas. Look at that, bills. All bills for Christmas, huh?
Yeah.
And, you know, but Jimmy, it's worth it.
Really?
I got a terrific thrill this Christmas. My five girls saved up all year from their allowance. They stinted and scraped, cut out all the foolish expenditures, and bought me a present. How do you like this tie, huh?
You know, Eddie, I haven't given my wife, Betty Jane, her presents yet.
No?
She's been out of town.
Uh-huh.
How do you like the diamond ring I bought her, huh?
Jimmy, I must need glasses. That's the smallest stone I ever saw.
Oh, now listen, don't kid me. When it comes to buying diamonds, I know my onions.
You may know your onions, but you don't know your carrots.
Never mind about the size, but my wife will love it.
Yeah?
Now, what did your wife buy you for Christmas?
Oh, Ida, she's a darling, Jimmy. She bought me a $10 pair of socks with her last $5.
Wait a minute. $10 socks for $5? Did you get a bargain?
No, she only bought one sock, and she said if I'm good next year, she'll buy me the other one. Look at you.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah?
Eddie, did you find out why Renard didn't come to your house for Christmas dinner?
No, but I'll ask him. Say, Renard.
Yeah?
Renard. You know, you were the only one who didn't come to my house Christmas night. Why?
I couldn't.
Well, why not?
Well, I was playing Santa Claus to my children. And for 3 days, I was stuck in the chimney.
Oh, go away. Go away, Renard. You haven't got any brains.
Well, maybe he hasn't, but you didn't see him going to the Santa Anita racetrack,
did you? Oh, don't rub it in, Jimmy. I only went because Christmas was the opening day. That's a great name for the racetrack, too, Santa Anita.
Yeah?
When you go out there to bet on the horses, it's Santa Anita. After you've lost, it's Anita Santa.
Anita Santa.
And I want to tell you something. Jimmy, you should have seen Ida during the first race.
What happened?
Ida bets on the races.
Yeah.
She kept hollering, come on, anybody. Come on, anybody. Come on, any... I said, Ida, there's no horse by the name of anybody in this race. She said, I've got a bet of $2 on every horse. Come on, anybody. Come on, anybody. Come on.
Well, what was the celebrity race that they had, Eddie?
Oh, Jimmy, that was the eighth race.
Yeah?
Every horse was named after a celebrity. What a race it was, too. Major Bowes was first at the bell. Ginger Rogers kept stepping along, and it looked like Ginger was a snap. But Robert Taylor and Barbara Stanwyck were neck-in-neck-in. A jockey by the name of Winchell was riding Ben Burney and kept giving him the whip at every turn. At the three-quarter, Sally Rand took off and outstripped them all. But she couldn't head off a horse by the name of Jack Renard, who was way out front. I mean, way out front, yeah. And he would have won, too, but Greta Garbo came in 2 feet ahead. And here's a surprise, Jimmy. Gene Harlow, who was in great form at the finish, didn't show at all. Ladies and gentlemen, when you see the new picture, Three Smart Girls, you will discover the new screen star of 1937, the first lady of Texaco Town, little Deanna Durbin. Here she is.
I shall be as grateful as I can be. Oh, they tell me when you play, fairies sometimes dance. If I'm very quiet, they may come today perchance. It would be so wonderful, such a sight to see. Oh, Mr. Piper, come and play for me. See the fairies coming, there they are at last. Isn't it just lots of fun to see them skipping past? One has fallen over, he was running far too fast. Oh, Mr. Piper, I didn't think they'd hear. All the dainty little things begin to disappear.
Another little gift from Santa. Park your carcass and Eddie Cantor.
Park your carcass?
Yes.
What's the idea of wearing 6 neckties, 3 hats, a robe, an alarm clock, and a hot water bottle?
That's what you said in the telegram.
I said what?
Here, it says at the Texaco Town Follies, we request your presence, and here they are.
Parky, was Santa Claus good to you?
Not too good. I hung up my sack on the fireplace.
And nobody put anything in it?
Worse, somebody stole the sack.
Why didn't you put your name on it?
That would be a fine thing. Park your carcass on a fireplace.
Tell me, what did you give your nephews and your nieces for Christmas?
I gave them a piece of poultry.
Yeah? All right. Let me hear your piece of poultry. Go ahead.
All right, listen. It was the night before Christmas... And all through the park...
No, you mean
the...
house.
No, park.
House.
Park, don't tell me where I'm leaving.
Yep. All right, 'twas the night before Christmas and all through the park...
Me and the other bumps were sitting in the dark.
Yes.
Up speaks a fella with a neck like anismus.
Wait a minute, anismus. Wait, anismus is a neck of land never touched by water.
That was this fella's neck.
All right. So up speaks a fellow with a neck like an isthmus.
And he says, what would you gigolos want for Christmas?
Yes.
When it came my turn, I said, looking around, let me kiss Gin Hallow, the platinum blonde.
Go away. It's not platinum, it's platinum, platinum.
No, platinum. When I kiss a blonde, I flatten them.
Get off the stage. And now, my dear public, I'd like to present one of the outstanding artists of the American theater, my friend, your friend, the high-hatted tragedian of song, the lovable human, Ted Lewis.
Is everybody happy?
Yes, sir. We can't help being happy when you're around, Ted. You know, it's awfully nice of you to come all the way from Arizona to appear in the Texaco Town Follies.
Eddie, I drove up yesterday in my new automobile.
In your automobile, eh?
Yeah.
What gasoline did you use?
Why, you know, fire chief gasoline,
yes?
Of course.
And how did you like it?
Well, I always like anything I get for nothing.
Yep. Oh. Is everybody happy?
Yes, sir.
Kelly, what are you going to do for us tonight, Ted?
Say, if you don't mind, Eddie, I've got a brand new
song. No, wait a minute. No, Ted. No, we don't want a brand new song from you.
Why not?
Well, ham goes with eggs, hot dogs with mustard, pot goes with Tilford, Amos with Andy, and Ted Lewis with...
Is everybody happy? And when my baby, smiles at me, my thoughts go roaming to paradise. Look at there, look at there. And when my baby, smiles at me, oh, gee, Eddie, what a wonderful night that comes to her eyes. Listen, my boy, come on, give me the smile that just brings love. Give it to her. Oh, cut it out now. Stop what I say. That's the smile that brings real harmony. I sigh, I cry. Yeah, yeah, just a bit of heaven. When my baby, smiles at me. Yes, sir.
Well, Eddie, my boy, how does you like my song?
I don't like it. I never complain when I get something for nothing.
Is everybody happy?
No kidding, Ted. I can't understand why you're not on the radio. You've got a great personality.
Eddie, do you really think so?
Sure, and that's all you need. What keeps Rudy Valley on the air? Personality.
That's right.
What keeps Burns and Allen on the air? Personality.
That's right.
What keeps me on the air?
Ida and your five daughters.
Sure.
Say, but you know, Eddie,
yeah.
I often wondered why you never sang When My Baby Smiles at Me. You've sang every other baby song.
Well, it's not my type. You know, I like to run up and down the stage when I sing and clap my hands.
Oh, why, Eddie, you can do it with this one. Listen, Jack Leonard, come on, hand me my clarinet. Let me play it for my buddy.
Yeah.
Come on, it's Eddie, and sing it in your own style.
Okay.
Let's go.
When my baby smiles at me, my heart goes roaming to paradise. And when my baby smiles at me, there's such a wonderful light in her eyes. The kind of light that means just love. The kind of love that brings sweet harmony. I sigh, I cry. It's just a glimpse of heaven when my baby smiles at me.
You jump around like that brings me back all wonderful memories, Eddie. The first time I saw you was in 1916 when you, my boy, worked for Ziegfeld.
That's right, Ted. And at that time, you were making your Broadway debut at Rector's.
Rector's. Gee, what a place, Eddie. Remember they used to name dishes after celebrities?
Oh, yes. They named one after me, Eddie.
Yeah, ham with plenty of applesauce.
Get out of here. Is everybody happy? I'll give you a poke in a minute. Kidding aside, you know, at Rector's in those days, Ted, I wonder if you remember, they had one girl in your place to dance with gold paint on her.
Yes,
she had nothing else on but gold. Nothing at all. Nothing at all but gold paint.
Nothing.
It was the most disgraceful. I saw the show 7 times.
That's oh, Eddie, my boy.
Ted, you know, even in those days, you wore the same high hat. Look at it. It's all patched up. You've got a new lining. Tell me, why don't you get yourself another one?
Say, let me tell you something, Eddie. There's a hat that has a history, though of old and quaint design. But no hat was e'er held higher than this old high hat of mine. It has walked with Booth and Barrett. Yes, and it bowed to Bernhardt, too. It has taken strolls with those gentle souls, Nat Goodwin and John Drew. It hung in that diamond horseshoe just to hear Caruso sing. And it stood in line at Shakespeare's shrine it is raised to the praise of a king. And it played 10, 20, 30. It walked the ties all day. In 1906, it played the sticks from Maine to Mandalay. It has ballyhooed a tent show. Eddie, I know it's old, but it's not to blame. I was given it by an old legit. Say you'd stop if you heard his name. He said, son, take it. I'm washed up. But this old hi-hat isn't through. No, it loves to play. And someday, who knows, it may become a part of you. Look at it, Eddie. I know it's happy, though it hasn't shape nor shine. But it thrills me so just to have you know this old hi-hat of mine. Yes, sir. Okay.
Thanks, Ted. Your entertainment gave us a great deal of pleasure, and everybody is happy.
Say, Eddie Scranton, that Ted Lewis fella is too fresh.
Yeah?
He thinks all the people is dope.
People are no such thing.
Then why does he keep saying is everybody sappy?
Not sappy, happy. He's identified with the expression. People point at Ted Lewis and say, is everybody happy?
Say, I got something like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, people points at me and says, is anybody home?
Yep. All right. Bark your carcass at this time sings the Greek version of 1, 2, button my shoe.
1, 2, button my shoe. Button, button, who's got the button? So far this sounds like nothing, but later on it gets worse. 3, 4, open the door. Pull up a chair and sit down. Everybody's gone away, but this little piggy stayed home. 5, 6, woof, woof, eyes are muggin'. 5 1/2, and 6 7/8, I just stuck that in to make it difficult. But of all the numbers, the one I love best is a number called 65. 'Cause if I am still alive, then the government makes me very comfortable.
Bobby, I want to tell you that was swell.
Yeah.
And as a reward, you can play Liza in our version tonight of Uncle Tom's Cabin.
What's my part?
You carry the baby across the ice. Now, let's see. Who do we get to play the baby?
There's only one baby for me, Gene Harlow.
Oh, get away from me, Gene Harlow. All right, you can carry her, and don't be scared. It's not real ice, you know. You see, I've got fake eyes.
What?
I say, I've got fake eyes.
You got fake eyes? No wonder they keep popping out of your head.
Get out of here, popping out of my head. Popping out. Just for that, you play Uncle Tom. Now, we got to have a bloodhound.
Can you use a Saint Bernard?
A Saint Bernard? Where'll we get one?
The orchestrator, he's a Saint Bernard.
No. No, that's Jack Renard, you fool. Look, his first name is Jack. If you don't know his second name, ask.
Oh, now I know that. Jack asked.
No. Look, Parky. From now on, there'll be no more jackasses on this program.
When are you leaving?
Next week. No, come on. Oh, get away. Say, Jimmy.
Yes, Eddie, let me play Simon Legree, will you?
Simon Legree, huh?
Yeah, I have a wonderful mustache here.
Yeah.
Look.
Well, put it on.
How do you like that?
Here, go ahead.
Now, listen.
Are you an actor, Vaisman?
Say, Jimmy, I want you to rehearse the scene where Simon Legree whips Uncle Tom. That's Parky, huh?
Well, I've got no whip. Shall I kick him?
Oh, that's even better.
All right, here we go.
Go ahead.
Uncle Tom?
Yeah?
I'm gonna thrash you within an inch of your life. Take this!
That's good.
And this!
Why is that good?
And some more!
What a pleasure. Yeah.
And here's one for good measure.
Well, I never had so much fun in my life.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Wait a minute. Parky.
What?
He keeps kicking you and you're enjoying it. Why?
Yeah, because I got your picture where he's kicking me. Yeah.
Jimmy, take Parky Carcass backstage and run over the script of Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Okay.
In the meanwhile, I'll create some southern atmosphere with one of my old songs from Kid Boots, if you please, Renard.
It's just an old-time story, one that you've heard before. I left my mammy's farm to rest, to search the world for happiness. The things I left behind me were the things I sought in vain. Sad and blue, weary too, I'm going home again. Yes, sir, I'm going south. Taste the sugar cane right in my mouth. All the world is sweet away down south, where I spent my happy days. I hear the rustling corn, birdie singing in the early morn, in the little town where I was born, down Alabama way. I just can't picture Black Joe with his old banjo. I can hear him strumming a tune, and that quartet, I can hear them yet singing by the silvery moon. I haven't got a thing to pack, still I'm heading for that little shack. There's nobody gonna hold me back. I'm going south. Yes, sir, I'm going south. Taste the sugar cane right in my mouth. All the world is sweet away down south, where I spend happy days. I hear the rustling corn, the bird is singing in the early morn, in the little town where I was born, down Alabama way. I just can't picture Black Joe. Listen to him, go on, Joe. Play and keep strumming that tune, and that quartet, I can hear them yet singing
by the silvery moon.
I haven't got a single thing to pack, not a thing, yet I'm heading for that little shack. There's nobody living gonna hold me back. No, sir, I'm going
on. Smoking in the lobby only. Smoking in the lobby only.
I enjoyed the first act a lot.
It was good, wasn't it?
That little Deanna Durbin is adorable.
I'm crazy about Ted Lewis and Parker Cocker. Eddie Cantor always puts on a great show.
He certainly does.
I wonder how I can repay this company for such a splendid entertainment.
Well, you know, that's quite simple. Do what I do tomorrow. Drive into a Texaco station, fill up the tank with Fire Chief, and tell them you're glad to do it because of tonight's enjoyment.
Say, I imagine that a great number of people will do the same thing, if they get thinking about it.
That's right, and you know, I have a double motive in going to the Texaco dealer. I get pleasant service at the Texaco station, I feel that the Texaco man is interested in helping me, and I get more pleasure and satisfaction from driving my car. And besides, I save money in using Fire Chief gasoline.
How so?
Well, for instance, I'm the kind of fellow that makes long business trips, you know, in my car. And I know when I fill up with Fire Chief gasoline, well, I don't have to stop as often. And, you know, in driving over mountainous roads, I notice a very marked freedom from engine knocking. And it's really noticeable. And on these cold nights, the easy starts I get from Fire Chief save gasoline and battery and temper, too.
So that's what you call double motive.
That's it.
Pleasure and profit.
Exactly. Hello, there's the bell for the second act.
And my second act tomorrow, after getting into my car, will be to drive into a Texaco station and follow your suggestion. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Curtain going up for the second act. Curtain going up for the second act.
Yes, Eddie.
Jimmy, we can't go on with the second act.
What are you talking about?
Oscar is missing. Oscar, our train flea.
Good heavens, you better go out and tell the audience.
All right, I'll go right out and tell him. I'll go out right and tell him. Come on, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Yeah? What's the matter, Eddie Scranton? Come on.
Oscar, the train flea is gone. Oscar, he's worth $5,000.
Oh, you're crazy. How could the little flea save up so much money?
Oh, get out of here, will you? Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot go on with the second act. Our principal performer, Oscar, the train flea, has disappeared. He's around here someplace, and with your permission, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to look for him in the audience. Do you mind if I go out? I know Oscar's here someplace. Oh, take this, will you, please? Have you seen Oscar? Have you seen Oscar around here? Get up, will you, miss? Have you seen Oscar? Where is Oscar? Don't be scared. Have you seen Oscar? Where is Oscar? Get up here. Oh, somebody must have seen. Have you seen a flea? Have you seen Oscar around here? Oh, somebody. What am I going to do? Oscar's missing. We haven't got a second act. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I got to figure out. If I was Oscar, what am I going to do? My friend, the second act of the Texaco Town Follies must be postponed until next week. We simply cannot go on without Oscar. I'm offering $1,000 reward for information as to his whereabouts. During the week, please ask your friends, where is Oscar? Where is Oscar? Let me see, if I was a flea, where would I go? I've got it, I know. Renard, come here, Renard. Renard, come here. Where is Oscar?
Search me.
That's just what I intend to do. Let me see. Where is Oscar? Oh, Oscar, you little baby, you. Here you are. Why did you... No, that's not Oscar. No. Oh, where is Oscar?
I love to spend each Sunday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here to state it will be my delight to sing again the things you want me to. I love to spend each Sunday with you. Good night.
Along with the 45,000 technical dealers from coast to coast, we wish you a happy, healthy new year. Be sure to listen again next Sunday evening at the same hour for Eddie Cantor in Technical Town, direct from Hollywood. And ask your friends, where is Oscar? In the meantime, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Nine p.m. BULOVA Bulova Watch Time. WABC, New York.